WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In England's official culture, 1977 was the year of the Queen's Silver Jubilee. In youth culture, it was the year of punk rock and the Sex Pistols' first defiant record. But there was another music scene that year in London, dance clubs that specialized in American funk. My guest, Isaac Julian, was 17 years old that year. He was black and gay, and the place he felt most at home was in those clubs. His new movie, Young Soul Rebels, pays tribute to that scene. Julian was a founding member of a collective of British black filmmakers. His other films include This Is Not an AIDS Advertisement and Looking for Langston. Young Soul Rebels is about two young black men who spin American funk records at a British dance club and on a pirate radio station.
And finally, from the Players Association, I Like It, out now on the Vanguard label. This is Chris.
And this is Kaz, coming to you live on
Soul Patrol,
East London's most exclusive P-Funk station, reminding you to boogie down Club 7 tomorrow.
Ain't too late. See you there.
Bye.
And may the funk be with you.
1977 is the year of God Save the Queen, the Sex Pistols, now famous song. And punk music seemed to be the music that was the more political music. And I think a lot of people thought of disco as being a fairly mindless scene. What really appealed to you about the culture of the clubs and about that music?
Pleasure. And desire. I mean, I think kind of on the club floor, on the dance floor, you were able to express different desires and expressions which might have been curtailed by kind of your more kind of political movements at the time. I think I shouldn't make too many historical claims for it, but it felt if there was this genuine coming together on the dance floor across kind of race and sexual and kind of gender divides, and this genuine coming together on the dance floor produced a kind of politics of style, which was a form of resistance in trying to be a movement in opposition of the kind of more kind of right-wing fascist tendencies.
So you think that in the clubs it was very multicultural, even though it didn't have an ideology of multiculturalism?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean, I think in the clubs, you know, it was very multicultural and multisexual without having the ideology of, you know, a kind of political platform, if you like.
You've said that one of the subjects you try to bring out in your movies is a different type of black masculinity. Can I ask you to elaborate on that?
Well, I think in Young Soul Rebels, what I try to do is to kind of explore even ambivalent kind of representations of black masculinity. I suppose what I mean by that is to say that in Young Soul Rebels, I'm interested in a plurality of representations of black masculinities. And these are best represented through the characters and through the protagonists, Chris and Kaz. Chris is straight, he's mixed race. Kaz is black and is gay. And I think in terms of these various questions of black masculinities, that's quite unusual because I think black popular culture and rap has, in a way, very much constructed a very monolithic image of black masculinity. So I think it's very important to try to show, in the same way that maybe black literature might show, a range of black masculinities. And I think that's definitely a very important project of my own in exploring questions of black masculinity in terms of gender construct and in terms of bringing certain questions of sexuality into the arena of a discussion around black masculinity.
When you were growing up, when you were coming of age, did you feel that you couldn't quite fit into the black masculine images that surrounded you in popular culture?
Well, first of all, there weren't many images of black men in popular culture when I was growing up at all. And obviously one of the things that we can take for granted now is that there is. I think growing up, though, that the kind of black men that I knew were not really being at all kind of represented on the screen, and in fact are still not. There still isn't a kind of really full range of different types of black masculinity up on offer. And of course, when it comes to images of kind of black women, I mean, it's really extremely limited.
It's funny, do you think that a lot of the black funk music that you've listened to over the years reinforces the image of black masculinity that you felt you didn't fit into?
No, maybe exactly the opposite. That in fact, kind of, well, definitely in the kind of songs, at least, black music and some music was the first articulations of black desire. And I think in the 70s that maybe there was a more fluidity in those representations in music.
Well, you had somebody like Sylvester, and then there was Parliament Funkadelic talking about being freaky and everything. So, you know, opening up the door to a lot of possibilities.
Absolutely. And I think kind of like, you know, in a way, it's because of those interventions in popular culture that you have a kind of slightly more liberated look even in relationship to black masculinities. I think now all that's slightly closing down. There seems to be really only a homeboy image of black masculinity, which is very straight and very...
Well, homophobic, too, don't you think?
Homophobic, absolutely.
You have a book about the making of Young Soul Rebels, and in the book, you said that you had second thoughts about casting straight actors in the gay roles. What were the kinds of dilemmas that you faced or problems that you had?
Well, I think the main problem is really kind of one of having to cope with actors' anxieties in relationship to playing gay roles, not because of their own inhibitions, but because of what people will say and what it will do in terms of their kind of, you know, job prospects. But I think, all in all, kind of like there usually are at least several tensions between directors and actors. And I think what happened on Young Rebels wasn't really that unusual. I think in terms of black actors obviously playing gay characters, obviously that's a risk, and I think it's a risk which paid off for an actor like Mo Sessi, because he's now kind of playing a lead in a film which is being shot in Hong Kong.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Isaac Julian, and he's a British film director whose new movie is called Young Soul Rebels. We're going to take a short break, then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Isaac Julian, director of the new film Young Soul Rebels, which is set in England in 1977. I want to ask you a few things about yourself. Your parents were from the West Indies. They moved to England, I believe, in the 1950s?
That's right.
What brought them to England?
Because the streets were paved with gold. I mean, like, you know, what brings any kind of immigrants to other countries usually is to improve their kind of living conditions. And in England, the mother country was supposed to look after its kind of citizens of the Commonwealth. And of course they didn't. And of course my parents have learnt better. And of course I've learnt from them.
Did you grow up in a West Indian neighbourhood?
Well, in England, we don't really have the same kind of segregationist practices as people have to endure here in America. Even in a so-called black area like Brixton, there'd be at least kind of 50% white people living in that area. So the area I grew up actually was very much like the area that Kaz and Chris grew up in, which is best represented in Young Soul Rebels on their estate, where there were kind of black people, but also quite a lot of white people.
In Young Soul Rebels, some of the young white people are skinheads and are pretty racist. Did you grow up with that too?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a very kind of normal kind of representation, I think, in relationship to kind of black young people growing up in Britain during the 60s and the 70s.
Were you ever, you know, beaten up? Did you have to learn to fight and everything growing up in the neighborhood?
Of course. Yes, I mean, the neighborhood that I actually... I mean, I suppose you could say that quite a lot of rednecks lived on my estate. That would be the best way of describing the situation. And one did have to learn to stick up for oneself. But, I mean, one did generally, because where I grew up in East London, which is a traditionally kind of working class area and a traditionally an immigrant area, it was quite a tough area too. So one had to defend oneself and learn to do that very quickly at an early age.
Do you want to get in your movies the kind of style that really excited you back in 1977? You know, when style was really important to you when you were a teenager, is now style really important to you as a filmmaker?
Absolutely. I mean, I think style is almost everything, actually, when it comes to making films. If they don't look stylish, people don't want to see them. And so kind of like that's very important. And it was very important to me in 1977 in terms of like how I would dress and how I'd want to look and present myself. And it is in my films. And I think that's because probably of my kind of fine art painting background, you know, that I do think a lot about colour, I do think a lot about decor, I do think a lot about where you place people in relationship to the frame, and all those things are just as important as, like, what kind of jacket you'd wear.
Filmmaker Isaac Julian, he directed and co-wrote the new movie Young Soul Rebels. This is Fresh Air.